At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The state's largest health insurer and the region's biggest hospital system agreed to renew their contract just in the nick of time. The current agreement between Blue Cross and Texas Health Resources was set to expire tomorrow. The deal means that more than 150,000 people in North Texas will be able to keep their in-network health care providers. The two parties were split over Texas Health's request for a 5% hike in reimbursement. Blue Cross declined, saying the increase would amount to about $57 million a year and ultimately affect its members. That's according to the Dallas Morning News. The length of the new contract has not been revealed. Some familiar voices from late night and weekends on KERA will be popping up in radio's primetime next week.
Hello, I'm Razia Iqbal. Welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. It comes to you live from our studios in central London. Today,
starting Monday, the flagship show of the BBC World Service, called NewsHour, will air from 9 to 10 in the morning on KERA. It replaces the Diane Rehm show. She's retiring after today's show. For this week's Friday conversation, KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter, caught up with one of the anchors of NewsHour, Razia Iqbal, from the BBC Newsroom in London.
Razia Iqbal, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be with you.
For folks who aren't familiar with your show, what sets it apart from, say, Morning Edition or All Things Considered here in the States?
It's a live one-hour geopolitical international current affairs program, and we have access to the BBC's incredibly comprehensive network of correspondents around the world. We have features from places as far afield as Xinjiang in Western China to maybe much closer to home, maybe Scotland.
Your personal background is as an arts reporter. I wonder how your years covering the arts world shape how you approach hosting a news show.
Well, you know, my background is not just in the arts. I wasn't born in the United Kingdom. I was born in East Africa, and, mm-hmm. and my father's family came from India, moved to Pakistan after partition in 1947, and then he moved to Nairobi in East Africa, and then we all moved to London. So that migration, that movement, just makes you think about the world in a very, very different way. And I grew up listening to the BBC World Service in Nairobi, so it sort of felt like it was part of my DNA, if you like.
2016 obviously has been a momentous year. Brexit in Britain, then the surprise Trump victory here. From your perspective, how tightly are those two storylines linked?
I think they are linked in that when I came to the United States to cover the presidential election, I came right at the beginning, and it was in Utah that every single person I spoke to, I sensed that something might be afoot in the United States. Everyone mentioned Brexit. Not a single person did not say, well, what happened where you are? That could happen here. We could get an upset here. So this was in August. And I really did begin to think, yeah, it could happen.
I wonder how it looks from London when you consider Donald Trump's impending presidency and the prospect of Republicans controlling every branch of the U.S. government.
It's not for the first time, but what is for the first time is an unpredictable president, you know, a president who uses social media in a very, very different way. It'll be interesting to see whether candidate Trump and president-elect Trump is the same as President Trump, whether he will continue to communicate with people in the same way as he has even in the transition period. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there is a sense of uncertainty.
I'm curious, who would be your dream interview and what would you ask them?
I think I would quite like to interview, she says, trying not to sound as understated as the English can, Her Majesty the Queen. I think she would be fascinating. She has been the Queen for such a long time, and she has been the head of state over a country that has seen so much change. And she carries herself with such dignity. And I'm not a royalist, but I would be very interested to hear her thoughts if she was able to be candid, which, of course, this is completely hypothetical because she can't be. She wouldn't give interviews. She doesn't give interviews. There are so many people I would like to interview. I was reflecting a lot this week on Carrie Fisher. I interviewed her a couple of years ago, and It was, without question, one of the most joyful exchanges I've ever had. I've interviewed many, many red carpet celebrities during my time as arts correspondent. She was just so funny. And, you know, she was amusing. She was clever and just didn't take herself so seriously.
Razia Iqbal, we look forward to hearing you starting Monday at 9 in the morning weekdays on the BBC NewsHour. Thanks for taking the time.
Rick, thanks very much indeed.
Restaurants and bars will be packed this weekend as folks celebrate the new year. KER's Gus Contreras reports police will be out in force, and they won't just be looking for drunken drivers.
Some like to ring in the new year by shooting off fireworks in the backyard. But the Dallas Police Department says, leave the fireworks to the professionals. Not like the people captured in this YouTube mishap. Setting off fireworks can lead up to a $2,000 fine in Dallas, where it's illegal to even possess them. And don't shoot your gun in the air to celebrate the new year. After all, what goes up must come down. In Dallas, firing a gun into the air can result in a fine up to $4,000 and up to a year in jail. The Texas Department of Public Safety and local police will be out this weekend, looking for drunk drivers, speeders, and seatbelt violators. During an 8-day period last year, including Christmas and New Year's, DPS troopers arrested more than 450 drunk drivers. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
And finally, the weather this weekend will be warm with cloudy skies tomorrow morning. That should clear up by midday with a high around 70. Things should be mostly clear Saturday night with a low near 48. On Sunday afternoon, North Texas faces a 50% chance of rain with a high near 66, a 100% chance of showers Sunday night. And the National Weather Service in Fort Worth is predicting that winter weather might return to Texas next week with a possible mix of wintry precipitation on Wednesday night. For the day, mostly sunny skies, a high near 58. Tonight should be cloudy with a low around 50. It's currently 43 degrees in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 32 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.